Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on early break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Thanks again to Phil Ruhman for stopping by in the 7 o'clock hour, bringing us burritos for breakfast.
Changed their entire restaurant into a Mexican restaurant on Sunday nights with high-end cuisine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Get a tomahawk steak with a bunch of Mexican food with it.
Imagine that.
Feeds four, probably more than that.
Yeah.
I saw some sort of shrimp on the menu, too. Looked good. He posted pictures on Facebook last night.
Right, didn't
if it was just me and Sip, that eat like us, we could feed six. Jake, no, it'd be like three. Jake can just hammer the food.
I
tend to inhale food.
Yes.
You're young.
Yeah.
You got youth.
I do eat a lot of food.
You're virile.
There was a goes. That's two straight days the word viral's been used on the airwaves.
Didn't know we were doing
by
viral.
Not me or Bill, but by Sip. Viral.
He goes to Wendy's by himself and he eats in the restaurant. Was anyone else in the restaurant eating?
Yes. Yeah, people still eat at restaurants.
I didn't know they did that.
Shocked this concept is mind blowing to you guys.
It's mind blowing.
Do they still have the sunroom? You know the sunroom I'm talking about?
I sat in the sunroom.
Jake sat in the sunroom.
I did when I was in college.
I go to the sunroom to sit intentionally.
When they had the buffet.
Yeah.
That was the last
Wendy's
time.
Wendy's had a buffet?
Wendy's had a buffet was back
it,
when I was in college.
Wasn't it the potato buffet?
Okay. No, they had spaghetti because I had the spaghetti.
I did not know that at all.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy's had a buffet?
Wendy's had spaghetti?
Breakers will verify, 100%.
I'd like to have this
verified. It's not even a question.
I couldn't imagine going to a spaghetti buffet at Wendy's.
At a burger restaurant.
They had Italian.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it made sense then. Yeah.
Dave Thomas had spaghetti at Wendy's.
Yeah, they had Italian as part of the buffet. They had buffet.
I did not know Wendy's had a buffet
ever in the history of
the restaurant. Did not know that. It's news to me.
But that was
it was a salad buffet with a little side with it. Is that kind of what it was?
Yes. It was full buffet because there was salad, but there's also you could eat your main course from the buffet. I'm 59. I was probably 19. That's a lot of years ago. But I did it. I remember it vividly sitting in the sunroom. I probably did it twice.
Well, I was in the sunroom yesterday.
That
still
incredible.
Exists. It's still great.
Sunroom still exists.
Better times.
Sat by myself. Loved it. Was very happy.
Okay.
Because if you sit with people you don't want to sit with, you have awkward conversation.
I didn't ask you to sit with a stranger. Hey, mind if this
I know,
seat,
but
imagine this one. Is this seat free? Jake sits down with someone and just starts chatting it up.
I don't chop it up. I will stand firm and say I like eating by myself. I'll do it all. That doesn't bother me one bit. At the restaurant.
Oh, seriously? The number of times.
You don't mind it?
You ate by yourself all the time and recruiting different things.
Yeah.
And sometimes at the end of the day, you get like, I'm going to get a nice meal. I'm going to go down.
Just go do it.
Yeah, by yourself. I did a lot of stuff back in the room also because a lot of times you had to keep working. You'd be texting or something with recruits. Something was going on. There was never a time when it was just like, yeah, I got a couple free hours. I'm going to go to dinner.
Never a time where you got a couple free hours.
No, I didn't. Not during recruiting time, no.
Jake, it's okay. You're very oriented that way, though, more than a lot of people where you will do things solo. I used to go to concerts by myself.
I don't care. Yeah. I want to see it. I'm going to go to the concert.
Bizarre world. There's zero chance I would do that.
If I want to see it, no one wants to go, I'm still going.
Yeah. I know.
Don't bring me down because you don't want to go. I'm going to go enjoy it myself.
That is some serious life.
In fact, the Wallflowers last year, I went by myself. So I did this recently.
Don't bring me down, ELO.
Jake will do that. See, you're to be clear, you don't do that.
Never.
No, nor do I.
No.
We have a situation here.
Uh-oh.
Someone's regarding the buffet. Spaghetti at Wendy's
buffet.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is 40 years. You said 40 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sip is probably thinking of the Valentino's that was kitty corner from Wendy's. They have spaghetti for sure and a buffet for sure.
We don't have a situation.
There's no way there was
Why
a
was
buffet
Wendy's having spaghetti?
At Wendy's with spaghetti.
Yes, there was.
No chance.
There was.
This person's right.
The only thing I would say, the only caveat.
Dave Thomas built Wendy's off a hamburger.
The only caveat
not spaghetti.
Would be the noodles might have been more. Oh, this is backs it completely. It was the rigatoni noodles.
That's Valentino. Why does it back it up?
It does back
it up. Help you out at all?
No, because I remember it vividly.
I've never heard of Wendy's ever having pasta.
Hey. Thank you.
Yeah,
Ellie's always.
Wait, keep it there. No, keep it.
Ellie's always.
Ellie says, per the AI, says, yes. Wendy's did have spaghetti on their menu at one point. It was part of the Super Bar, a buffet-style offering that included pasta. In the late 80s and 90s. All right, Sip is clear. That's very strange to me.
I was clear already, but thank you, Allie.
Thank you.
It's so weird. Why?
I remember you ate rigatoni. Yeah.
The best part, you pulled it out. Like, oh, yeah, we did it. Yeah.
100.
Let the breaker know who texted in.
Why was Wendy's serving pasta?
It was a buffet.
I don't care. It's Wendy's. It's a hamburger place.
Well, they had egg. And I know they had egg for their salad, too. Good egg.
That Wendy's right here is probably one of the most famous meals I've ever had. I was riding with Frank Solich. Mm-hmm. And we're doing something going on. I'm riding with Frank, mm-hmm. and it's around, you know, over lunchtime at that. And we drove through Wendy's, and he bought me lunch, and he was driving. He was driving, whipped. And I thought, what do you want? And I thought, well, just, you know, give me whatever, a single cheese and fries, whatever. At that, and I go, I remember thinking, we drove away. I go, I couldn't imagine having that much money that you could drive into Wendy's at noon, uh-huh. and have enough money for yourself. And somebody else. That blew my mind. It blew my mind.
Your humility is very endearing.
I was like, well, this is incredible. I mean, I was so thankful. We go back to the office. I got a bag of food from Wendy's.
He was HC, right? Or was he just a running back's coach?
At that time, he was the running back coach. Yes, he was the running back coach. And that's who I worked for first. I was Frank's assistant.
God damn.
Yes, for a spring. At the running back position.
He just bought you lunch.
He just bought me lunch.
He didn't buy you a go-kart.
Yeah, he did, which would have been really incredible. Bill, imagine coming in. Bill, I'm going to get you a go-kart. I know you're 24 and you're a graduate assistant. I think you'd love it. And I would have loved it. He didn't get you a go-kart. Got me lunch at Wendy's. And changed my life. I think about that. I remember that was 1991.
God.
It was 1991 when that happened.
It was before you were moneyed.
Yeah.
Before you lived down south.
Yeah.
On a golf course. Hey, you see... You're freaked out by that.
I am freaked out by it.
I still am, but I just love the fact that Steve nailed it.
Yeah.
I'm in support of
this. I thought
you
were wrong on this one. I apologize. I apologize for doubting you.
Look at me sometimes like I'm crazy.
That one sounded crazy to me, but that research would confirm you are correct.
How about Chat GPT?
Blows my mind.
That's what Ellie goes to now.
Yeah,
Ellie.
Ellie?
Thank you, Ellie. We like facts in the show, so thank you for facts there.
Jake sat by himself.
I'll do it again probably today for lunch somewhere. I don't know. I have no problem with it.
I'd say
4 to 5 times during the week, if not 5 out of 5, I eat lunch by myself. And I really enjoy it.
By myself.
My time. It's my time.
Waiting for that lunch with the peds and
Aragon. Gladly would eat with them. Yeah. But
I haven't got that invitation, Carson.
Carson, what's going on?
Carson's busy.
We're not going to over order. I don't even want a dessert. I just want to.
Just want the hamburger.
Me and Bill will share a meal if we have to.
We have to. Yeah, we'll cut it in half. Let's give us 2 plates. Well, we have to cut it in half. I'm not going to let you eat half and I eat the second half of the burger. I'm going to cut it in half.
Right.
You would cut it in half.
You have your half off the bat.
Eat your half and then hand it over here. What are you talking about?
464-5685. Call or text as always. I was doing a little research yesterday. As of right now, we are exactly 3 weeks away from Nebraska, Cincinnati, in Arrowhead, KC to kick off the season. Andrew Marshall likely going to be a starting cornerback on this team, the Idaho transfer, the FCS ranks he came from last year. I'm curious, in his 2 years at Idaho, he had no interceptions. Mm-hmm. Is that concerning at all for him? How would you assess that when you bring a guy that's likely going to start? No interceptions. How, Bill, I guess, as a coach, would you assess that?
That would not concern me at all. I guess the only thing, you'd have to have some sort of a metrics. Is that the right word?
Mm-hmm. That's a good word.
Of what these opportunities were.
Yeah, do you have some close?
Yeah, he's like going, you know what, he had 6 opportunities and got none. That means it tells you not really like a ball hawk type person or something
that's
just tracking
hands,
the ball
maybe.
Or just doesn't. And that's why a lot of people play corner because they have they can't catch the ball very well if they move to defense.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. you to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
So I wouldn't, that wouldn't freak me out a bunch. I've never been, when someone gives me a stat and they're like going, a high school player had 11 interceptions. Yeah, I could care less. They might have just thrown them to him, tip balls. I don't care. I want to know height, weight, speed, collision plays, all this other stuff like that. The interceptions, unless you show them and it's like, oh, wow, those are incredible interceptions because of how he tracked the ball, the distance he did. So sometimes it can be a false narrative. And a lot of times people get big grades, a lot of times you'll see people that are all American or all conference. It's like, well, he had 11 picks. And it's like, well, like nine of them, they just threw to him, so it wasn't a play really at all to do it. So,
right. Here's the deal, Jake. I'm sure he can track the ball. I bet he's got good hands. Cause he's the backup punt returner.
Yes.
Yeah. He could easily be the punt returner. So I
bet if that's the case, he has that skill set.
Yeah.
He has got to be able to track. He played in 26 games, started 14 at Idaho. He had 8 career passes defended, pass deflections, but no picks. And again, in the big game against Oregon last year, the 24-14 loss, but they were close in the fourth quarter, 9 tackles and a pass deflection.
Tackles would impress me more than anything.
He came in and won the job. I mean, he did. He must be pretty good. I don't know. We'll see. But he must be because he just passed a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
You know? And again, he's close to being the punt returner.
Have you ever seen a guy go from, no picks to 6-7? I mean, I'm just curious.
I don't remember one, but it can happen. Like I said, it can happen. Plus, you have to understand what corners are asked to do so much now. With his skill set, he was probably matched up man-to-man a lot. So here's what man-to-man is. Yep. Man-to-man is pass incompletion defense. It's not pass interception defense. If you're tracking ball, that means you're not looking where your eyes should be. You have eye violations. So I want to see somebody can shut somebody down. My biggest thing is it's like, okay, he lined up on the X receiver. He lined up like this, like that. And it's like, okay, they had, he was targeted 7 times. There's 1 completion for 9 yards. That's what I'd like to know. The other part of it is not something that really interests me. And it's also, what was your matchup? So a lot of times, if you're the field corner and it's 3-by-1 trips and you're way out there, that's not where your dudes are at. Your dudes are at the X receiver or in the slot. They're not the Z to the field. And so a lot of times that's why you'll change up because they're going to work a lot. Jamar Chase is going to work a lot in the X receiver, which means into the boundary. In the NFL, there's not really not much of a boundary. The hashes are so close together, but they're going to try to get to the field. Just for the quarterback to throw just a now screen right now, it's a 25-yard throw just to get him the ball. The dudes are inside or they're at X.
He went graduate level on us. Yeah.
He did. That was
screen. Don't know what the now screen is. What's the now screen?
just pop up and they throw it to you now. It's like, yeah. And then you have the tunnels.
Oh, I know what that is.
Yeah, the tunnel's coming in about outside back.
You know what
in.
The tunnel is.
Bubble is out, is inside out. So you have different versions of screens.
I think of the tunnel screen almost the way I do is the fade to the corner of the end zone. I hate it. Yeah. Just don't do it. It never works anymore. Everybody
does against pressure. Yeah, that's the first thing. You're blitzing and they run a tunnel screen. There's a good chance it's going to be somebody's school band's going to play.
Wipe it out of there.
Get it out of there. All right, Steve.
He hates it.
It was good 12 years ago. Yeah.
And the reason you get now screens to the field is because you get a lot of off coverage to the field. You'll slough the corner because that way it's like, hey, I can be in a little bit of assistance on number 2 in some different coverages, but I can slough the corner off a little bit. You don't want to press a bunch to the field.
I like the now screen.
When the guy's 25, when the ball's literally 25 yards away from you or 30 yards away from you, that's not really where it's located at.
What do you think of the fade to the corner?
I would say it'd be a great a study. It just seems like in my head, it's just like there's just such a low number of completion. I'd love to know the numbers. Sometimes I think it's a little bit of a coordinator cop-out.
Yes, thank you.
Just kind of like, I'm just going to throw it. I'm just going to throw the fade.
We don't got anything, just throw the fade.
Throw the fade. We get him here. We get him on a fade. Now, when you get the right receiver, but the funny was the other day when I was watching the one on the, I think it was the preseason game, they'd miss several, and it was the Rams that missed it. It was the quarterback from North Dakota State,
Trey Lance.
Mm. And but he threw it like beyond him. The fade is up high, back shoulder, athletic play. Mm-hmm. That way, that's where the ball's got to be thrown to have mm-hmm. a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't even give him a chance. No. So it was more on the throw than anything. But so if you have a quarterback that can place a ball like the Burrows can, like these guys, like the Mahomes, all these guys can, and you have that person, there it is hard to stop. It's very hard to stop. It really is.
Sip loves the fade pass. He loves it.
Sorry, went down a rabbit hole.
It just pisses him off so much.
I like that graduate school stuff. The now screen. I learned something today. I know what the tunnel screen is. I
bring
like
that
the
up
now screen.
Coach Butler. Yeah. What's the situation with the now screens? Are we
got
prepared?
It?
Are we prepared for
got
this?
That?
Are we working on this?
Because they'll hit you.
Yeah, they'll hit you with that. And there's been a lot of tension over there at the
You think it'd be better next time you see him next week?
I think so. I don't think there was a lot of tension, to be honest. But
it sounded tense. Nobody else said that kind
of
tension.
If you can work it out. Do you start with that? Hey, I want to ease into this one. Do you start with that?
Are we cool?
I mean, cool.
Are we good?
If you say that. Hey, Coach Butler, are we good? If you please start with that.
He has no idea who I am, first of all.
Please start with that.
Steve Sipple.
Steve Sipple.
I want to be on the same page as you, John.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
We start over here.
We're not prefacing anything like that.
I would love to see that, to get it everything smoothed over and just let's get back on track here. What's the first thing you do when something's not going? Hey, have it, face-to-face.
What do you do?
Face-to-face conversation.
You got to reset a little bit. Yeah. A little bit of a reset.
A little
here.
Bit of a reset. John? Steve Sipple on three, and then have Sean do hut hut. Hut.
That'd make him laugh. Yeah, and then we're good.
Yeah,
and then we're like, good.
Can we get back to day one stuff here? And I apologize.
Let's just start over. Yeah. Let's start anew.
Refresh. Refresh. Reset. Before we get to break, it is speaking season. We got school starting up here anytime for a lot of different colleges, high schools.
Tyler,
and if you're looking for people to speak to your different events, classes, a place to go to would be Mid-America Speakers Bureau, based out of Central City. Bill's a part of this team.
Oh,
it went from
incredible.
7 to 85 speakers.
Get a hold of Tyler. That's He's in Central City. He runs the state in this area. But right now, there's people listening to the show right now going, we have to get a speaker. We have an event. We have to have a speaker. Who should we go through? How do we vet this? It's real simple. You go right to Tyler. And then first thing I thought, you can contact him and have a phone call with him. And he'll give you ideas. He'll say, hey, listen, here's about 6 or 7 people. Go to the website. Watch some things on the website. They'll have little clips. They'll have some ideas.
Wow, they have
and
clips?
They have a budget, Steve. Because that's the number one thing that comes up with speakers. Well, what's your budget?
Oh, it's
and they have a budget. So they when Tyler asks you, do you guys have a budget? We do. It's this to this. Okay. This is where you'd want to look. This would be the area you'd want to look. And this would be who I recommend, exactly who I think is going to knock this thing out of the park.
Does he cross state lines?
What's that? Oh, absolutely.
They go anywhere. They have one in Hawaii one time.
Yes.
Oh,
anywhere.
Really?
He's Tyler. He's ridiculous. We talk on the phone. We email, text all the time. You know who else he works with? Tamara. Oh, yeah. They email him and Tammy.
You
email.
Have like a team.
Yeah, it's like a team.
Bush team.
We have a team. My sister helps. Laura is a huge part of the team on doing some things with. We're doing that. I have a lot of events coming up next week. So
is this a service that exists in other states? I wonder.
It is. It's competitive.
Probably so.
But it's not as good. Go ahead. Try another state. Joke book. Yeah, joke book.
Kansas.
Try
the Dakotas. You're hilarious. Hilarious.
Keep trying. You won't keep up.
Are you sure we're taking shots at these people?
We love the Midwest.
Don't even know a name of
MidAmericaSB.com for more info on speakers.
Okay, what's Bill. Next there, Sparks?
When we come back, hey, tonight we got NFL football. We had the Hall of Fame game a week ago today. We've got several games tonight in preseason. Are you watching? What are you looking for? That's next, an early break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.